الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. All praise be to Allah. I thank him, seek his help, his guidance and his forgiveness for me and for you and for all the Muslims. I believe in him and I trust him and I seek refuge in Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Allah. And the best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The worst of all affairs is innovation. Indeed, every innovation will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are a Muslim. I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving me this opportunity to be here among my Muslim brothers. And also I'd like to, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I would like to thank those people who made my coming here possible. And I would like to extend my special thanks to the Imam here in the Masjid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him, bless his family, as well as all of you. And thank all the brothers and sisters who show up this evening to be part of this lecture. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue blessing all of us, inshallah. Ameen. Talking about this topic, and I don't know if you know or no. If you don't know, you should know that I don't choose the topic, okay? So actually, when I come to talk, I talk about what's been chosen for me. And I don't know by whom exactly been chosen, but doesn't matter. As long as it's still something related to the Islam, and Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, inshaAllah it is beneficial. We don't look upon anything in Islam to be small or minor or is not that important. Everything in Islam is good and everything in Islam is important, and everything in Islam inshaAllah will help us to bring us closer to Allah and to improve our relationship as Muslims. So whatever it is, if it's about Salah, it's about Hajj, it's about economics, about politics, if about family life, about growing your beard, clipping your mustache, cutting your fingernails, it still is part of the deen of Allah. There is nothing called is not a issue. Everything, as long as it is in Islam, it is an issue. And Alhamdulillah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy, that he made the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be a teacher for us, like a father to us. He concerned about us to teach us everything. Therefore, anything bring us closer to Allah, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us about it. Everything to keep us away from Allah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had warned us against it. One Yahudi, a Jew man, said to Salman al-Farisi, may Allah be pleased with him, indeed your Prophet taught you everything, even the manner of using the bathroom. He said it like a joke or making fun of this Sahabi. But Salman al-Farisi, may Allah be pleased with him, he said, yes, this is true. Indeed, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us everything, even how to use the bathroom. And he commanded us that when we sit to use or to answer the call of nature, that we don't face the Qibla, neither we give our back to the Qibla, as a respect and honor the Qibla. And also the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us not to use our left hand and not to use our right while we're cleaning ourselves. Yes, and the Prophet also taught us not to clean our private parts with raji' or azm, not to use bone or animal defecate dung in cleaning ourselves. So indeed, my brothers, there is nothing called small or minor in Islam. Everything is part of Islam. And if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught this thing, that we need to learn it. There is nothing called is not important. Everything is important. And this asks to tell us something also, that is no room for innovation. That there is no room for addition in Islam. Why? Because the Prophet taught us everything. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so concerned about us, he taught us about even how to use the bathroom. So if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us even how to use the bathroom, you think he will neglect other things? So whatever this that you want, get closer to Allah, it is there in Quran or in the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's a matter of learning. It's a matter of searching and open the book. It's a matter of going to the masjid and listening to the classes. Okay? But we could not be lazy, dragging our feet, and assuming this is the way, and after this we go ahead and do it. No. Don't assume things. Study. Learn. Study and learn. Don't assume things. Because there's no room in Islam for assumption, and no room in Islam for fabrication, and no room in Islam for innovation and addition. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us, اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم. Today, I have completed the religion for you, perfected my favor upon you, and I'm pleased with the Islam as a way of life for you. So alhamdulillah, our deen is complete. Doesn't need so and so to come and add or to delete. Or otherwise, one day Islam will turn to be like the Christianity. The priest and the monk and all those people, they have the authority to change and to add and to delete. So coming to our subject, which about the shaitan, and specifically about keeping the shaitan out of our houses. I think it is a very important subject. You may don't hear it in a big conference because people are so concerned to talk about economic and politics and all these big such issues, okay? And sometimes they look upon something like this like it's not a big issue, but indeed we need a protection. And the protection is only can come from Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed in the Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق، ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب، ومن شر النفاثات في العقد، ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. And also he revealed, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، قل أعوذ برب الناس، ملك الناس، إله الناس، من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. So there is one who's seeking, and the one that you seek refuge in him, and there is one that you seek refuge against him. You, the Muslim, who's seeking the protection, and the one that you seek refuge in him is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this, he's the only one that you can seek refuge in him, and indeed he's the only one can protect you. So there are three elements here: the seeker, the one that you seek refuge in, and the one that you seek in protection against. And there is one of those been mentioned in this two chapters, is what? من شر الوسواس الخناس. From the evil of the one who whisper and jump back again. He goes to whisper and jump back again. Okay? He disappears. He goes through a few words and jump again. Okay? الذي يوسوس where? في صدور الناس. The one who whisper. Because he put his tongue in your heart and keep telling you, especially like when you go in Salah, I give you a very obvious example. You lost your wallet, your driver license, you could not find it. You bought the house upside down looking for your driver license, you could not. And you keep yelling at the kids and screaming at your wife and doing all kind of crazy stuff. All what you have to do, go and make two rak'ahs. And as soon as you start, say Allahu Akbar, and that you read in Fatiha, right away he come and say, oh, you forgot when you rented this car and you opened the thing, oh, no. Because this is the time for you to be with Allah. He doesn't want you to be in Salah. So this now, the shaitan will come and remind you about everything that you was forgetting before. Oh, you remember, you were supposed to meet this brother at 5 o'clock. Oh, man. You see? So finally, all what you hear the Imam say, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, the salah's finished, and you was traveling. You was in 95 south, alright? You went with the driver license, and was your appointment, and the interview, and your wife asked you to bring some mushrooms, all kind of things. And after 5-10 minutes, the only thing wake you up, you hear the Imam say, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, As-salamu alaykum. Now you woke up again, that you remember you are in Salah. Because this is the work of the shaitan. He don't want you to live in peace, special when you start doing something good. Special when you start to do something good. He comes and disturb you in your Salah. We experience these things, okay? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. Why? Because he's the only one can protect you. Because he is the Malik al-Nas. He's the Rabb, he's the Lord and the God and the creator of the net of mankind. And he's the one who has control over the net. Control over all mankind. And he is the deity that's supposed to be worshipped by all mankind. He is Ilah al-Nas. And you asking refuge in Rabb al-Nas, Malik al-Nas, Ilah al-Nas, from what? From the evil of the shaitan who whisper and disappear. When he disappear? When you make dhikrullah. So, as long as no dhikrullah, he keeps this bumping. Unleaded. He got this trunk. As the Prophet ﷺ told us, in your heart and keep whispering to you. Bumping, okay? Not 5 gallons, he keeps bumping it, okay? And mashallah, tank of a human being can take it. Take more things. If you start to say, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, it stop the bumping right away. فإذا ذكرت الله خنت, it's the back, disappear. Okay? And the surah say what? من الجنة والناس. من الجنة والناس. Because the shaitan is not only a shaitan of jinn, there is another shaitan. There is another shaitan from the ins, from mankind. And this is the reason, my dear respected brothers, we have to be careful from bad company. Bad company. Okay? The Quran say what? من الجنة والناس. There is two shaitan. Shaitan of the devil, the jinn, and shaitan of the human being. Because shaitan, what does shaitan mean? Shaitan is derived from the verb shata, to be far, to be a distance. Okay? So when the human being turn away from the truth, stay away from the sirat al-mustaqim, he's a human being, but he's a shaitan. He's not a jinni shaitan, but the shaitan, that means he is away from the truth. Okay? And Allah called him shaitan. Min al-jinnati, there is a shaitan from the jinn. And there is a shaitan from the inn. And the shaitan from the jinn, when you remember Allah, he step back. Because the zikr of Allah will stop him of whispering to you. And the bad company, that you understand that we have to be careful from it also. So indeed, protecting ourselves, especially in our houses, it is very important element in Al-Islam that we have to care for it. And I have to start with something very important to show you. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you see, I opened my folder this time, Rafiq. You see, I made a mistake. I went to the Islamic Center to give a lecture, and I start talking. By the time I finish my introduction, they give me a note and say 5 minutes. So this time I'm trying not to. I open my folder so I can start the lecture right away without half an hour introduction. I hope I don't make the other mistake again. Let me keep looking to my tape recorder, because when it clicks, it means half an hour. So, I show you something very important about how we need to protect our house, and how the destruction that happened in the house can be more severe and serious than any other destruction happening in the Muslim life. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us that Iblis, he goes and puts his throne on the water, and he sends his troops. Iblis, he have assistance, all these other shayateen. So the head shaitan, he put his throne on the ocean, and he sent troops. You go east, you go west, you go to this side, you go to this. This what? This masjid. Oh, you think the shaitan is not going to come here? Maybe this is the first place the shaitan will be standing there by the doors, because he don't want to see the brothers together. He don't want to see unity. He don't want to see love. The shaitan come to you when even you make a salah. So you don't think he will come to the masjid? He come to the masjid, he come to your house, he come everywhere. So Iblis will send the troops. You go here, you go here, you go here. So and after this, everybody come and make a report to the big Iblis. So one will say, what I did today, I kept whispering to him. So finally, I made him steal it. Say, okay, fine. The other shaitan will come and tell Iblis, I kept whispering him and working on him, he committed adultery. Say, okay. The other one comes, everybody give a report. And the big Iblis is not happy yet. Until one shaitan, he will come and say what? Anybody know? I give you a quarter. you, oh, but now I have to lose 50 cents, brother. What about we put it for the masjid? Oh, no, it's your right to take us. You share a quarter now together, right? Alhamdulillah. Remind me, brother, I write you a check for a quarter. So, one shaitan will come and tell him, I still, between him and his wife, they kept arguing, until he said to her, I divorce you. I put you in Iddah. Use this and you're dead. Okay? Now Iblis will be so happy with this shaitan and say to him, use the one, come. And he put him and let him sit in the throne beside him. So that means to Iblis, all this stealing and all this adultery and all this haram things was not a big thing to him. But he was so happy when we found one shaitan was able to break the relationship between a husband and wife. Now he divorced his wife. Now he feels that this is the best thing that's been done in the earth. And he will take this shaitan and put him beside him on the throne and say, you the right one. Breaking the relationship between a husband and wife. Destruction. How many kids been raised by a different stepfather? How many kids they went in jail, halfway houses? How many kids they are in the street? How many kids they smoking crack? How many kids they left the Islam? Because what? Because we don't have tolerance. We don't have patience and endurance. Because we could not know how to protect our house and have it as Islamic house. It's from the shaitan. It's from the shaitan. But brother, you understand, she made me so angry. Yeah, I know, brother, she made you so angry. You remember this man, he came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, admonish me, Prophet of Allah, give me advice. Qala la taghdab. Qala awsini. Qala la taghdab. Qala awsini. Qala la taghdab. This man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, oh Prophet of Allah, give me advice. He said, don't get angry. Give me more. He said, don't get angry. He said, give me more. He said, don't get angry. So it's not like a big thing, you understand? This is all what the Prophet gave him? Yes, brother. Yes, this is all what he gave him. But you know this word? One statement, one word. Did we really practice this word? Do we try to take it easy and cool out? Angry. Brother, she made me so angry. Wait, this was the first time she do this. Yes, brother, I know. But do you make her angry sometimes? Yeah, I think so. Oh, so it's okay for you and not okay for her. Oh, but she made me so angry, man. I said, okay, brother, did you take the prescription of the doctor? The doctor told you when you get angry what to do. I'm not talking about this doctor they give you the shot. No, I'm talking about the big doctor, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Did you use this medicine he gave you when you get angry? No, you didn't. So now you blame your own self. Don't blame anybody else. You angry? So sit down. Can you sit? You see? Can you go make wudu? Now we don't think about these things, okay? She got me angry. She got you angry. You're supposed to be a man. A man does not mean a muscle. إنما الشديد الذي يملك نفسه يملك نفسه عند الغضب. Indeed, the strong one, not the one who can wrestle with others and knock down the other people, but the one who can control himself when he gets angry. When you get angry, now you want to know if you're a black belt or a white belt? See it when you get angry. Can you control yourself? Can you sit down? Can you say, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم? Can you make wudu? All the things the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had taught us about it. You see, my brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had told us in Quran, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًّا. Indeed, the shaitan is the open enemy for you. Take him as an enemy. The shaitan, he is your open enemy. And he's not going to let you go. He's going to keep this battle between you and him until the day of judgment. He will come from the right, from the left, from in front of you, from every angle, and will try, and he's going to keep trying until he can do something about you. Okay? So the shaitan is not going to leave you alone. And we have to understand that the shaitan is the enemy, and that we have to fight back. We have to fight back. We could not give up and let him ride over our shoulders. We have to do something about it. It's the same one that had tricked your own father Adam alayhi salam. He kept working and working and working on Adam until finally get him out of paradise. The same one that caused Moses alayhi salam to kill, the same one that caused the servant of the prophet Musa to forget the fish when he went in the trip. He wanted to go and meet a scholar, learn some knowledge. So he said, but listen, the sign, when we lose this hoot, when we lose this fish, now we're going to find the man there. Moses went to take a nap, the fish jumped out of the bucket, and his servant saw it. But what? وَمَا أَنْتَانِيهُ إِلَّا الشَّيْطَانُ عَنْ أَذْكُرَهُ. He got up, continued the journey. Moses said to the servant, bring some food, let's eat, I'm hungry. Said, oh, I remember. You remember when we stopped there, the fish jumped out of the bucket, we lost the fish. He said, why you didn't tell me? Because this is the station, this is the sign. When we lose the fish, when we're going to meet the teacher. وَمَا أَنْسَانِيهُ إِلَّا الشَّيْطَانِ. Because the shaitan don't want him to go to the teacher, learn about deen. He say, and nothing caused me to forget except what? The shaitan. Okay? And also he said, وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ ذَلِكَ غَدًا إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ وَاذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ إِذَا نَسِيتَ. Again, forgetfulness. It's from the shaitan. Don't say that I'm going to do so and so tomorrow, except by saying, if Allah will, inshallah. You never know what's going to happen after a minute. Is it? We have to start the lecture now because half hour is done. It's the same shaitan and the same iblis that put the envy and the jealous among the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam. Huh? They see your father, he loves Yusuf more than all of you. So now what? Oh, you have to do something about it. Kill him, throw him in the well, do something. Get rid of Yusuf. يَخْلُ لَكُمْ وَجْهُ أَبِيكُمْ. So after this, our father will pay us more attention, and after this we make repentance and be good people, good guys. But let's get rid of Yusuf now. It's the shaitan's work, okay? So we can see that always the shaitan through the whole history been working hard to mislead and misguide people and to put them away from as-sirat al-mustaqim. Indeed, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so concerned to teach us how to protect ourselves and protect our children and our wives, and how we can try to defend ourselves from the shaitan as much as possible. One of the things, and I'm going to speak today to the subject of protecting ourselves or keeping the shaitan out of the house. Inshallah, in the year 2000, when I come back again, we'll talk about other part of how to keep the shaitan from other things. But one thing to protect yourself or protect your house from the shaitan is what? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is telling us that when you enter the house, this number one, never ever step inside your house without mentioning the name of Allah. Saying the name of Allah, say Bismillah before you enter. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us that when one of us enter his house and he did not mention the name of Allah, the shaitan will say to the other shaitan, أدركتم المبيت. You will spend the night here tonight. We're going to have a hotel out of this pool, Muslim. We're making his house as a hotel for us. Because since he don't know about the Sunnah, let's get inside and we're going to have a free night sleeping here. A free accommodation here. What do you think of the shaitan being spending the night in your house? Everything will be peaceful there? Huh? Stop running. Stop doing this. Don't do this. Why you don't? And argument and fighting and fussing about the kids, about the wife, about everything. Because you enter and the shaitan had entered with you. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling us that when you come to start to eat, okay, and you did not say Bismillah, so the shaitan will eat with you. So now the shaitan will say to the other shaitans, what? أدركتم المبيت والعشاء. Indeed, a night, good night sleeping will be in this house, and also a dinner for you. You see how some Muslims, they understand, they make fool out of themselves and bring their enemy inside the house, giving him a shelter and a meal. A free meal for the shaitan. Spooky things you're talking about, brother shaitan, eat and all. Actually, I'm not talking about spooky stuff, I'm talking you Quran and Hadith. And you be careful, because if you reject any of these things, it can turn you to kufr. Anything in Quran and anything in Hadith, authentic Hadith, you could not reject it. Brother, when America here, I don't care where you are. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as Allah said, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ أَلِفْ لَامْ مِيمْ ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب. ألف لام ميم. This is the book, no doubt in it, no doubt in it. Guidance for who? For the righteous one. Who are the righteous one? Number one quality about them, those who believe in the unseen. We didn't see the shaitan, yes, but you could not deny the shaitan because you didn't see it. Why you believe that there is germs? You didn't see the germs with your own eyes. I don't see it here. Huh? Waves, music, everything in the air. But why you believe in this thing? But when it comes about the shaitan, you are not ready to believe it. Huh? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as Allah said in the Quran, وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى. Indeed, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doesn't speak from his own desire. In huwa illa wahyun yuha. It is revelation coming from Allah. So Allah telling the Prophet to tell us about this thing. Okay? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that if the man enter his house and he said Bismillah, the shaitan will say to the other shaitan, la mabita lakum al-yawm. You could not spend the night here. فَإِذَا أَكَلَ فَسَمَّنْ اللَّهِ قال لا مبيت لكم ولا عشاء. And if he start to eat his meal and say Bismillah, so the shaitan will say to the other shaitans, what? No meal for you tonight, no dinner for you here, and you could not spend the night here. Let's go find somebody else who doesn't know about the sunnah, so we can do it there in his house. So number one, you need to keep the shaitan out of your house by saying Bismillah when you enter. And it is very important, my dear respected brothers, that we teach our kids, that we teach our wives, that we teach everybody under your authority about the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so we can be protected. The strange thing about this devil, enemy, shaitan, that, listen to this, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling us, that a shaitan will attain the affairs of the Muslim, all his affairs. You believe this? You see how serious it is? That the shaitan will attend all your affairs. Eating, sleeping, drinking, going to the bathroom, whatever it is, even sleeping with your own wife. You see how serious it is? Therefore, we need to protect our children not only today, we need to protect our children before even coming to this life. How? Learning the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Learning the dhikr and the dua. Okay? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling us, إذا أتى أحدكم أهله فقال بسم الله اللهم جنبنا الشيطان وجنب الشيطان ما رزقتنا فإن قدر بينهما مولود لم يمسه الشيطان أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. There's the Prophet of Allah telling us that when one of you about to have intercourse with his wife and he uttered this dua saying بسم الله اللهم جنبنا الشيطان وجنب الشيطان ما رزقتنا. In the name of Allah, O Allah, keep the shaitan away from what you have provided for us, and keep the shaitan away from what? O Allah, keep the shaitan away from us, and keep the shaitan away from what you have provided for us. That means keep the shaitan from us, husband and wife. And O Allah, protect what you provide us, the child that's going to have it, inshallah, keep also the shaitan away from him. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed a child to be having this from this night, the shaitan is not going to have a touch or authority over him. You see? So it is very important. And the brothers, I want to tell you one thing. It's very important we learn about the sunnah, not have this super master key. Alright? Stop using this super master key. What is this super master key? That one key open all the doors. We don't use it. Okay? Everything bismillah, 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 bismillah. Bismillah is good. But there is no master key. Otherwise the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will tell you, when you eat, say Bismillah. When you sleep, say Bismillah. When you sleep with your wife, say Bismillah. When you go to the bathroom, say Bismillah. When you enter the masjid, say Bismillah. When you leave the masjid, say Bismillah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us a zikr, dua, for each occasion. So using this master key, Bismillah, 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 Bismillah. This not what the Prophet taught us. Okay? So for each occasion, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us. And if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wants to give you this master dua, that he said for everything, he will give it to you. Okay? But for each occasion was dua and zikr. And we should spend the time to learn the sunnah of the Prophet. We have only time to sit in front of the devil box for hours, and we don't have half an hour to sit to learn a dua. Huh? Say, brother, this is too much. Oh, not too much. Look, how much time you spend with the TV? How much you spend with reading newspaper? How much time you spend on some playing basketball? We have time for everything, but when it comes about learning a dua, say, brother, I will say Bismillah. This is it. The Prophet didn't teach us. So protecting our children before they come in to this life, it is something that is need to be done by the parents by saying Bismillah, Allahumma jannibna shaitan wa jannib shaitana ma razaqtana. When you go to sleep, and let me tell you this story, but it's not a night time story, bedtime story. I see some of you start yawning, which yawning is from the shaitan. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling us that when the person yawns, that let him control it as much as he can. No. This not the manner. And when you do this, the shaitan, he laughs at you. Therefore, the Prophet ﷺ says, let him وَلْيَكْتُمْ مَسْتَطَعْ or وَلْيَقْضِمْ مَسْتَطَعْ, to control this noise and this voice, okay? And cover your mouth. So, I'm going to tell you a small story. It's not a story, bedtime story, but a story to let you know something about this shaitan. Also, to teach us how to protect ourselves inside the house. One day, as Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, narrated to us, وكلني رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بحفظ الزكاة. بحفظ الزكاة. That رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم put me in charge
of watching over the zakat.
Okay?
Abu Huraira was standing as a guard watching over the zakat.
There is food, dates, beans, rice, all the things. Okay, like Bayt al-Mal. And Abu Huraira was in the charge.
In the middle of the night, Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, noticed
a thief, a man coming and stealing.
He caught him
and he said, لَأَرْفَ عَنَّكَ إِلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ, I'm taking you to the Prophet.
Please leave me alone, I'm a poor man, I have a lot of kids, and I did this because I don't have enough food in my house, and
So Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he felt bad for him, soft hearted him.
Alright,
go. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came Salat al-Fajr, he said to Abu Huraira, ما فعل أسيرك البارحة يا أبا هريرة؟
أبو هريرة, what happened to your captive, the man that you caught last night?
Allah right away gave the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم the information.
He transferred the seed. Could not get your camera at this time was anything like this.
But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately he gave him the information, the news immediately. You in the air, here, you got it.
Abu Hurairah, astonished.